from NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Tom Beaudet, Faith Saley, and Paula Poundstone, and here again is your host at the Chase Bank in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Bill knows rhyme wasn't built in a day in our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Rhino panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, everybody worries about their food being raised humanely, so one company wants you to know their chickens were given organic food, plenty of room to exercise, and each of them was given a what?
Something like a massage?
No.
Something for their well-being.
Something that helps you understand how well they're doing.
Like a Fitbit.
Fitbit.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
A company in China has developed a high-tech GPS-enabled tracking device that can count a chicken's steps so you know how active it was in its lifetime before you eat it. It also lets you read the chicken's resume. Oh, I see the chicken got its MFA. Good for her. Apparently, 100,000 chickens have already been outfitted with this technology. It tracks its steps, what it eats. The chickens love it. They've never felt more sexy and empowered in their own bodies.
Do they share on social media?
Oh, yeah, all the time. They're constantly posting. Some chickens have been cheating, though, and they've been cutting their own heads off so they could run around and get their steps in.
So this answers the question, why did the chicken cross the road?
Right, to get it more steps.
To get its 10,000
exactly.
steps.
Yeah. Tom, we've had movies based on Transformers and Legos and Barbies. Well, MGM has announced they're developing what toy into a movie?
Silly Putty would be a silly movie.
That's true, although I'm sure it's been done.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a hint, and I guess if they do this correctly, in order to see the movie, you'll actually have to hold one up and just press a button for every frame.
Oh my God! The what was that called? The viewfinder.
No.
The
you're so close.
ViewMaster.
Yes,
the ViewMaster. Right.
You guys remember the ViewMaster? It's the toy. It's like the little thing with the eye holes, and you put in the little thing with the pictures, and you look at them in 3D. The plot has yet to be revealed, and will probably still not be revealed when the movie is over. But they're really failing at movie making if the script does not include the phrase, "Ah, today the View student has become the View master." They're clearly running out of toys to make movies about. We're really excited for the horror film Operation, in which a bunch of children do surgery to remove all of a man's bones while he's still awake.
I love that game.
Everybody loves that game.
When I was a kid, I had a big crying fit in a store over that game.
Really? Because you wanted it?
I wanted that game so badly, yeah.
Yeah.
And I got it, and when I did finally get it, not during that tantrum, but Santa Claus brought it to me, and I enjoy it. You know, it's not good for a kid with any kind of anxiety disorder, I gotta say.
Well, I was thinking about that. You and I are around the same age, and we had so many games when we were growing up, which all the same principle. Don't let something bad happen.
Right.
Pull out a straw without the marbles falling.
Yeah,
get out a bone
right.
without the buzzer going off.
Yeah.
Do this without the...
All Don't let your mom catch you smoking.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And so the lesson of our childhood was don't do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it did, yeah. I used to buy for my kids a lot of the games that we had when I was growing up were the ones that I coveted anyway. And I got for my kids one time the game Perfection.
Yeah.
Which is where you put these shapes inside a box, and if you can't get them all in,
it goes bang!
And they all shoot out
yes.
the ones that you've designed.
Right.
It was weird because if your kids messed it up and the pieces went everywhere, you're supposed to say dumbass.
Yeah.
You know? and they don't do that
no,
anymore.
They don't.
Well, that was actually in the rule.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It was in the rule. You have to shout dumbass.
Right.
Yeah.
And then spank them.
Yeah.
And
then you had to say, you're not my child.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
oh
why
my
I...
God. That's a great idea for a game. Like a bad parenting board game.
Right.
Yes.
And you flip a card. And, yeah,
right. And it's called Dumbass. Yeah. I think it would fly off the shelf.
That is such a great idea. I never raised you to be like that. Or must have get the wrong kid from the hospital. Oh, my God. I love this game. There's a corner of the game that's the timeout corner.
Yeah.
And someone can just be in there for the whole game.
Because you forgot about them.
Oh my God, you can land on the teacher's gonna call your mother.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. And whatever, oh, this is like, okay, and whatever your score is, it's not enough.